I remember flash drives from middle school. This kid, like, I don't know if I don't think he was rich or anything, but this kid had the first USB thumbstick I ever saw.
Oh, really?
And I was just, I was like, what is this magical thing? Like, because it was floppy disks.
Yeah.
That was it. It was like floppy disks. Was that, that was like the only way to store files. It was like floppy disks. Yeah. It had been CDs. Talking to your microphone.
Yeah. Then there was.
Oh, where are you going?
CDs.
CDs. Nuts.
Are we already going?
Yeah. Welcome to the very special episode of the Save Data Podcast.
You got me.
You want to do the intro?
No.
I remember that there was not CDs.
Wait a second. Hold on. I will not allow you to continue without an actual intro, though.
Oh. So welcome to this very special episode of the Save Third Podcast. This episode's brought to you by Tucker Carlson's Zins. Oh, are we doing that again? This episode's brought to you by a gumball machine full of Zins.
I am your
host, Tucker Carlson.
You know, me and Tucker are born in the same city.
Where is that?
San Diego.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, God, he's just done so much better than you, hasn't he?
I mean, listen. He's
like 60 years old, though. You got a couple years.
I have a couple more years to catch up with his great achievements in life.
I mean, they are, relatively speaking, great achievements.
I mean, depending how you look at it.
It is impressive.
Yeah.
I'm Jabril's. Hello. And you are?
Kevin.
Okay. I feel better now that we all introduced
ourselves. Okay. Okay.
I want to talk about memory sticks.
Yeah. So yeah, I've been waiting to get back to memory sticks. Because there was CDs. You're right about CDs.
Yes, but you couldn't write to CDs. How the hell?
Yes, you could.
Yeah, they had.
The no, back then you couldn't. You had to have like special.
What year are you talking?
Oh, Jesus. Like 2002?
No, come on, dog. You weren't burning mixtapes and whatnot in 2002?
I remember definitely that you had to have a special drive to do it.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And those kind of became more common later. And then you also had to have special discs to write to.
You had to have blank CDs.
Yeah, but the writable CDs. Remember they had like rewritable and then one-time writable? Yeah.
But usually I would just get a stack of blank CDs and just do it once. Like,
You definitely did need the drive though.
Yeah.
And I don't remember when they became popular computers, but I think
they were definitely like, it was definitely around back then. Because I remember downloading stuff off of LimeWire and like elementary school.
But floppy disk, like, is closer to a USB thumb drive though, because you can sort of use it over and over again, whereas a CD is sort of one and done. Like, I know you could rewrite them, I think. God,
I get what you're saying, but like capacity wise, like they don't compare at all.
Dog shit, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but so like if you wanted to take something from one computer to the other, like in a library, like you wanted to give some to your friend, it was way easier. Because remember at our high school, we used like zip drives, and that was super outdated then. Do you remember it was like fat? It was like thick floppies?
I don't know what that is.
No. That was the only time I'd ever seen a zip drive. It was like an obese. Yeah, you remember John. John and I went to the same high school.
That explains it.
Yeah, it was like for whatever stupid reason.
Yeah, I don't remember those.
Fat ass floppy disk called Zip.
That looks like a game system or something.
You want to know a fun fact? I've never used a floppy disk in my entire life.
Really?
I've seen them around, but I've never used one ever.
I think we are a tiny bit too young to have really used floppies.
I feel like the capacity just like exponentially increased like too quick to the point where like they became useless almost.
Well, the first memory sticks, I remember like when those came out.
8 megabytes? No, it was 2 megabytes. Yeah,
like 32 megabytes.
They were
like
smaller.
That was like a big thumb drive.
I think they're way smaller.
Yeah, in like 2002,
32 megabytes? Oh, was it like 8?
No, they were like 2 megabytes, 8 megabytes. Like I remember.
Yeah.
I remember seeing that. 8 megabyte. I remember seeing like an 8 megabyte. I swear to God.
Because if I remember correctly, when I bought my PSP my parents bought my PSP. Sorry, mom. In like 2006, I think it was like a 32 megabytes was going for like 100. It was like really expensive.
Yeah. Like, no, I remember.
Because I just pulled it out the other day, my PSP from the closet, and I was like 32 megabytes. Wait, this was a big deal at that time.
Yeah. You know what's kind of fucked up now though is I don't know how to get files back and forth between my devices. Like somehow that hasn't gotten figured out. Like everyone's like, it has gotten figured out. But like there really is no way to get a file from your phone to the computer. Like, do you know how I get files from my phone to my computer? I have a Discord message with myself. Oh, yeah. And I named it Clipboard. What I did is I formed a group message and then I kicked the other person out of the group message. So it was just me in the group message.
Yeah. Oh
my God. And so it is a private Discord DM for just me. And that is how I send files from my desktop to my laptop.
And it's so easy. It's worth the $15 a month for Nitros so you can send big files.
How the fuck is that the solution? I used to use Google Drive to do this.
Yeah. It's slower.
Because I had my laser cutter, rest in peace, was plugged into my laptop. And then I would use the laptop to run the software. And I would use Google Drive. But Google Drive will like lock up. It's not instant.
No, it's not. It has to like... Yeah, I feel like it takes longer to upload the files. And then you have to like scroll through the whole like, you know, like you open your Google Drive and it's like everything you've ever uploaded to it.
So if you do it natively, right, where each computer syncs to Google Drive, right, where you have like a folder on your desktop that's the Google Drive folder.
Yeah.
Even if you stick something in there, it will sometimes cause like write and read access problems when the when Google Drive is locking it to sync it. And so if you like try to save your new file, Google Drive will say, oh, sorry, you can't save right now. Because it's locked, it's protected it so it can do its syncing.
I hate this fucking chair.
It's, do you want to switch chairs?
No. I think it adds character to
You're leaning pretty far back.
This is awkward if I do this the whole time.
No, you can lean forward more.
Oh. Yeah,
have you never used one of these?
I love this chair, no.
I'm pretty lean back too.
Yeah, here we can all do.
But,
oh shit!
But yes, it's so funny. I was thinking about this the other day actually. Yeah. So I use Dropbox instead of Google Drive. It's amazing.
Is it?
It's amazing. However, there is still the issue of like getting files to the phone. It's like really complicated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I feel like right now we're in a really weird period of like, what do we do with storage? Because like everything is trying to turn to the cloud, but like cloud has its issues.
Yeah.
And
it's too slow.
One of the biggest problems or issues that I'm facing at this moment is that like I save a lot of stuff on SSD still, right? Just because it's so quick and easy to plug and play. But I've had a couple of hard drives like corrupt on
Yes.
And the data's gone.
Yes, forever.
And I'm like, what do I do? Do I put like 80 gigs in the cloud like forever?
So
like,
you need network storage. So that's like the only solution to this problem.
Is that what you do?
Yeah. So there's one here and I it's the same one I had. I mean, it's so annoying. Basically, it's four hard drives in a box. Okay. It's a Synology NAS.
Is it like a RAID configuration?
It's a RAID. Yeah, I don't know which RAID configuration it is, but there's basically one disk redundancy. So if one of the disks fails, so what I did basically,
I hate this so much.
I know. No, this is like this is the easiest way to do it. I bought the box. It's like I don't remember. It was like I think the whole thing was like $2,500 with the drives.
God, so
I bought six 10 terabyte like six server hard drives.
Okay.
I bought the box, the NAS from Synology.
Yeah.
I put four disks in the box and I got two different brands of disks. So it was like one brand of disk and then another brand of disk.
This
so
was a strategic just in case decision?
One, yeah, because it's like, what if they all come from some same
I
batch?
I hate this so much. Holy hell.
I don't know if this is what I did. And then I had two extras. So what happens is if you have a disk fail, you pull it out. You shove one of the two replacements in. I just keep them like literally because you don't want to do that thing where it's like, oh, my shit's all fucked up. I need to go figure out which hard drive to buy. Like, no, I just pre-bought them. That way they're right there. If something goes wrong, you just shove them in. And then it will rebuild that disk from the other three. So during that rebuild process, you don't have redundancy anymore. So if another disk fails, you're totally screwed.
I hate that so much.
But you can access over your network.
No. I love the concept. I just hate like all the loops you have to go through just try and protect some fucking data. Like,
I think the easiest way, like you said, is just to buy a new hard drive when it fills up.
Yeah, but then it corrupts.
Yeah, then it corrupts. That's the issue I have. Like I have data that like I really want to access, but I can't. Like,
is it because I know with SSDs, it's like if you know, you can only read and write them a certain amount of times.
Dude, you freaking...
But I think that's like a lot. I mean, you have to use those as like a media server for that to happen.
Yeah.
Or like mining Bitcoin
or something. No, dude. No way.
I have a question. Why is the discovery of like writing to vinyl like one of the greatest inventions ever?
Like plastic?
You just like you write like songs to vinyl and it's just analog data. It's just like as long as the grooves, intact.
Very low
like,
density though.
Meaning?
I mean, you can store the same information on something the size of an ant's testicle. If you do it digitally.
What? I don't understand. What?
You can, it's like a huge amount of space required to store song physically.
No, I understand that part.
But if you take an ant's testicle and you pump it full of electronics, I'm trying to say the ants have really small balls and that you can fit your favorite. You can fit probably every song Britney Spears ever made on a on an ant's testicle.
How confident are you that ants even have testicles?
Well, you saying that made me waver a bit. I'm not very confident right now. Do ants have testicles?
I mean, think about the queen.
Wait, something. Is this Google AI? The male reproductive system of the fire ant consists of testes, vasa efferentia, vasa differentia, vesicles, accessory glands, ejaculatory duct, wedge. That's the full term, just wedge.
Listen, my question is, what's the point of them having fucking balls if the queen does all the baby birthing?
Do they all have balls?
I would think none of them have balls. I don't even think they have penises.
It just said they've got a thing. They've got different.
They've
got
to have something, you know? They've got a wedge.
I love this Reddit insect. Someone else had the same fucked up thought.
How much data can you fit in DNA? Isn't it like petabytes or something?
So not exactly an answer, but you should check out the sausage fly. No, I want to know about ants, dog.
I know spiders. It's in one of their arms.
Yes.
Boop, what?
Yes, yeah. They have testes and produce sperm. What? But they're internal.
So the queen has to just eat them. The queen has to shove the male ants up her butt. Well, so what I was saying is Britney Spears songs on ant balls.
How much data can you fit in DNA?
No, I think the impressive part of DNA is how fast it travels.
Look, the point of skin talking is listen, what we need to do. Oh,
I have to keep talking. It's a podcast.
Oh my God, I'm going to have to type this in.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we got to kill the downtime. Okay, I'll give you, 10 seconds of silence from us.
10 seconds.
It's already typed in.
All right. Okay, well, good.
Look. 215 petabytes and 1 gram of DNA. No, what about once?
Yeah, but it's the same shit over and over again.
No, but you can use those like ones and zeros to make your own data.
In 1 gram, though. But that's like one continuous gram.
What about one strand?
Yeah, exactly. Like, well, how much does one set of DNA?
You're onto something. I think you're onto something. But first, you got to figure out how to read the data, right?
Mm-hmm.
DNA can store 2 bits per nucleotide. This is only like per...
2 bits.
Per gram.
Come on. This got to be 300 megabytes? Large chromosome?
1.5 gigabytes per DNA strand. Three gigabytes if you count both base pairs.
So what you're saying is our DNA is about 3 gigabytes?
Yeah.
Worth of data?
Yeah.
So like the saying that it's more than that is just the same stupid thing over and over again.
Hmm.
Imagine.
Well, ideally, if you were to have the entire DNA strain, you can replace every single, what are they called?
What?
Chromosomes? Every chromosome?
Yeah.
Bits.
Then ideally, that would be the capacity, right? The petabytes or whatever?
Yeah.
Imagine you're like, hey, man, can I borrow all the data from school, all your homework assignments that you have saved on your DNA memory? And they're just like, yeah, sure. What do they do? How do they give it to you?
You don't want to know the answer.
I know you're thinking what I'm thinking.
They made it this way, so it's really hard to cheat.
You're like, I'll give you, the only problem is you have to give them all your data at the same time. You have to give them like all your banking details. It's all just one source. It's like this, you know, you have like one USB stick that's like a petabyte, but you have no other ways of storing
it. It is actually similar to a USB
stick. It's all or nothing, baby. Anyways, give me 30 seconds. I'll get your files to you.
But in all seriousness, I like that direction. Because look, I think that whoever invents like the next analog thing is going to be an ultra million trillion.
Like analog storage? Like for music? Or
No, just data. Just zeros
like
and ones.
Like for storing data?
Yeah.
That digital, not analog.
Oh, right.
Analog is like...
Sorry.
Using...
Convert the zeros and ones to analog is what I'm saying.
Oh, to like un...
Like put your entire Dropbox onto whatever the next thing
like
is.
A like a rock.
And then you can read and write, or not write.
It's already on rocks.
I think that...
Silicon rocks.
Yeah, I don't know what the right answer is. I wish everything worked kind of the way that Apple does it, but everyone should, they like keep it in their own ecosystem. which kind of pisses me off because it's just like you can't really do what you want unless you buy all their own stuff.
You like can all their... finally kind of transfer files from your iPhone to your computer, but it's kind of a nightmare.
Because you're using Windows though.
Yeah.
But if you have all Apple.
It's actually still kind of a pain in the ass.
Is it still a pain in the ass?
I think it's actually worse.
Oh.
Because then they want you to use like their media importer.
Oh god.
Which doesn't work as good as like the File Explorer file browser. So
this always pissed me off about Apple is the fucking Photos app.
Yeah, the Photos app.
Oh my god. Die.
Yeah, I just want to use my iPhone as like I want the images to be like on a mass storage device.
I'm too smart for Apple and too stupid for Linux.
Yeah, dude, true.
That's how I feel. Like, give me more control, but holy shit, Jesus, not that much control. Yeah.
I don't want to have to use a command prompt to like change my screensaver.
Use Linux? Jabril?
I have a Linux. I touch it only when I need to.
I don't really understand. Like, I kind of get it. It's just a lot. There's a lot of things, and I'm like, I don't care about all these things. I remember trying to get this is like my worst Linux experience. I was using a BeagleBone, which is just sort of like a Raspberry Pi, but it's more meant for robots, I guess, because it has more hardware connected to it.
More microcontrollery.
Yeah, it's more microcontrollery, more hardwarey. You have to like configure things to make the things do things. Like it's almost like you're in a microcontroller, but you're in like an operating system. It was horrible.
What year did you
use? This was like maybe 6-7 years ago. At one of my old jobs, you have to like configure it to, you're like, I would like to enable the I2C port. And you do that by like writing to a text file. And I was like, ah, fuck this.
Oh, yeah, that's the fun shit.
Dude, that was horrible.
Yeah, that's the fun shit.
You just have to find, and like none of it really works. You have to find like someone else who figured out.
I look at it as like driving a manual car. You just have all the control in the world. You know what I mean? I tell you when to shift, bitch.
No,
I tell you.
I tell you when to inject fuel and exactly how much fuel to inject. And you have to do all this timing by hand and you hate it. You're like, I tell the suspension when to go up and down.
Fair enough. I usually just use some popular
library
distribution OSs and they get the job done fairly well.
I tried to do Linux for Windows or whatever that's called, and it was a disaster.
Oh, that sounds, I don't know what that is, but that sounds bad.
And I went onto the Linux Discord, Linux Discord server, and I explained what I was doing, and they just laughed at me.
Yeah, it's the worst. It's the fucking worst.
That's depressing.
Yeah.
I wish I was better with computers. Like, I'm pretty good. I think that, like, a lot of people, they watch, you know, Harry Potter and some of these other like magic fantasy things. And they're like, wow, I wish I knew magic. It's like, there's literally fucking magic at your fingertips with a computer. And people are too, I think, like kind of lazy maybe to actually practice, like how much effort it would take to actually practice to get good at it. Cause you can do literally fucking anything.
Give me one example. I'm curious that you couldn't do with like a robot.
Well, I mean, a robot is a computer, right? Like, a computer will let you, like...
So then what are you saying, then?
I'm just saying that, like, it is... Computers are magic. Like, you can basically do magic with a computer if you learn how to do it.
Okay.
People are maybe unwilling to put that effort into
learning. Wait, hold on. Just to make sure. I heard you say that you wish that you were better at computers.
I wish I was better at computers.
Okay. But then you said robots are computers. Now I'm confused.
I mean more maybe operating systems. Okay. Like robots are, like, really stupid computers. Okay. I mean... Oh, Jesus. If you want to make a really simple robot, you can use a very simple microcontroller, like an Arduino. Well, some Arduinos. Well, Jesus, gets more complicated.
It's just kind of semantics, really.
Yeah.
You know?
Basically, for me, I'm really good at using really low-level microcontrollers, like very simple things, where it's like you have a data sheet. It's like 1,000 pages long. It completely documents the entire thing. It's like a kind of a dumb, modern microprocessor that has a lot of hardware attached to it that you can configure and enable to do the stuff you want to do. When you start looking at more advanced computers, like 32-bit microcontrollers or, you know, I say microcomputers, like it's, you know, I don't know, what's the difference between a microcontroller and a microprocessor is... You know,
yeah, a Raspberry Pi.
Like a Raspberry Pi, it goes so much deeper because there's so much more shit. Like you have video stuff, you have video hardware, you know, your graphics crap, you have... You know, sound, like there's so many hardware components that are like attached to this thing that you have to configure to do all the things you want to do, that the data sheet then balloons into, like, I don't know. I actually don't even know how many pages, like, what, 100,000 pages, 10,000 pages. Like, it's so much more complicated. There's so many more things. Then you know, there's like stuff that I've never even played with, of like DMA, like direct memory access, where you can basically have things kind of happening automatically by connecting memory to other places, so that in the background, like asynchronously, things are doing things. Or
like getting transferred and triggering other things. Like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so it's like, in a microprocessor, like one of the magic tricks you can do is called interrupts, because an interrupt is able to bypass any sort of instructions, where it's like, I'm a computer, I'm trying to figure out when I should do something. And then the interrupt comes in and lets you attach it to like a button. I mean,
it's like, oh, we're doing this now.
It's just, we're doing this now.
Yeah.
And there's no, you don't have to be like, is this that? If that, then this. It's just like, oh, we're doing this now. And then it gets more complicated.
Well, that sounds like optimization.
Yeah, it is. But some stuff you can't do without it. Like, there's too much shit going on, and the microcontroller or microprocessor can't physically do all the things. Like, it's too linear. Like, it's like one, your program is like literally one step at a time, and so you have to make it go faster to do all the things you want to do. You have to be able to optimize a little bit, otherwise you have to, you know, it's like why, you know, on a computer, when you sleep or use a delay or something, you're not actually delaying anything. You're just giving the computer time to go, the operating system time to go do other things. But in an Arduino or like low level microprocessor, when you say delay, it literally just fucking stops. Like, it crashes. It comes to a halt and says, yeah, I'm not doing anything. I'm just counting down.
I think it's only going to get harder because computers are getting more normier and simplified, because like on the new Windows 11, say you want to add like a Bluetooth device, right? It's like some, I don't know, just some like Bluetooth sensor or something, and you click find new Bluetooth device, it won't show up.
Yeah,
it will not show up in like when it scans for Bluetooth devices, because there's another secret button you have to press. God. That says look for advanced search.
Yeah,
and if you click that, then it will find all like the extra dongles that aren't just like your Apple AirPods.
Dude, Bill fucking Gates, man, what is he doing all day?
And then it's really bad because you know, you used to be able to like just right click on like the US or the Bluetooth device, and then it'll give you like all kinds of information about it, like what COM port it's connected to and stuff like that. On Windows 11, you literally can't do that.
Dude, Bluetooth is like this like malformed, like just
it's
aborted,
not just that.
Fetus
it's
of
the
a
whole
communication
control panel
protocol
in general is just like getting neutered.
I hate it.
They keep circumcising it, and now it's just a stump.
Yeah, they shaped
you can't do
too
anything
much
with it.
A little off the top.
Check your bear's testicles.
Oh, you have an ant on you right now.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm looking, but it's moving too fast.
What do you think, Kevin?
I bet you, dude, the ant has balls. I know.
Which
it's
one?
Got balls.
It's right here on my knuckle.
Oh. No, that's a girl.
For context, this is a throwback, a callback to there's an ant crawling on me right now, and it does not have any testicles.
Do ants have testicles? If that YouTube
goodbye
guy, wait, is there a YouTube video of do ants have testicles?
Can you
let's not go back to this.
Wait, can you go to images?
No,
type in ant balls and
ant
go
balls
to images.
Huge.
God damn it, I tried.
Oh God.
It's my own fault. What am I saying?
I want to see these. I want to see anticles.
All right, now type in squirrel balls.
Squirrel nuts.
So, Kevin, you don't like the normification of like interfaces?
God, you want to crack the door?
No, definitely not. There's definitely a line between like, you know, you like Linux, and then like you were saying, and then Windows or something.
Yeah,
it's like it should be somewhere
system
in between there, because it's like you don't have really any control of what's going on in the background of, it seems like, Windows anymore.
What is
a
computer?
Ones.
I think a lot of people have no fucking idea what a computer is.
Well, I think that part of what a computer is streamlining
well played,
it for
well
the
played
normies.
Cord, squirrel nuts.
I think it's part of what a computer is. Like,
yeah.
If you think back to like the dawn of computers, like you had to be a fucking ultra nerd to do anything on a fucking computer.
Because it was like a data sheet that you had to configure everything exactly how you wanted to do, and there was no one else to tell you how to do it. You just had to say like, oh, if I do this, it does that.
Now imagine if it stayed that way. Would we still have iPhones and shit?
No. No, it's like, it's this like cemetery of like tech debt of like someone did something here, which made it easier for this person to use what they did. And then it just turns into this tower of technology that nobody dares look down, because they don't want to see what weird corpses of the software developers before them, you know, what like rickety little structure made of skeletons they're actually standing on. They're just bullshit. It's all bullshit. It's all software. That's like 90% of what people think computers are, is actually just software. The computer itself is like really stupid. It just does math really fast. That's it. and then a bunch of idiots made the types of math for it to do. And then it does that math all day. And then someone else is like, well, I'm going to take this math and then do some math on top of it. And then I'm going to do this math that makes it do those other maths a bunch of times. And wow. Then everything gets really slow and shitty and inefficient.
A lot of math.
It's literally all math and it's all made up and nobody knows how any of it works. And it's a goddamn miracle that our cars don't crash themselves when they self-drive.
All right. What's the difference between a Raspberry Pi and an Arduino? Why can't you use a Raspberry Pi like an Arduino?
Because a Raspberry Pi is software. It's an operating system. So you're not controlling the computer. You're asking the operating system to do what you want. Whereas a microcontroller, you were like, for the most part, you're controlling the computer.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this.
Okay.
I don't know how to use Arduinos. Really? I can use a Raspberry Pi like the back of my
Arduinos
hand.
Are really? Way dumber than Raspberry Pis, but you can tell them exactly what to do.
Yeah.
You can say, I want you to do this thing. Like, you can have, like, as close as you can get to, I mean, this is all pinned down. Some old crusty butt fucker is going to comment. You can basically tell it exactly what you want to do.
High old crusty yeah. butt fucker.
Like, all the data that goes into the CPU.
He programs the Raspberry Pi machine code, so he can make it do exactly what he wants to do.
He's like, unless you're physically punching out the data, it's not assembly is like not even really truly, I think, the bottom. I think machine code is like the bottom. Nobody does that because unless they're you, whatever.
Yeah, whoever you are, whatever.
Jesus Christ.
Old crusty
buttfucker. basically, you're giving it instructions on exactly what you want it to do. Mm-hmm. Whereas the operating system, Raspberry Pi, like Linux, you're saying, I would like this to happen. And then it's determining when and how to do it. Like you still have to enable certain things, but it's essentially a big software stack that you're kind of standing on the top of.
Well, because I was thinking, you know, it's got a really fast processor on it. Mm-hmm. It probably has a lot better peripherals like on the board than a Arduino does.
It's way more complicated.
But it's like, okay, how do I use the ADC on it? And I'm like, oh, nobody knows.
It's just software.
They can tell you how to like run a...
On skeletons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Run like a weather station on
if
your
if you want something
Raspberry
to happen
Pi.
In real time... You have to be at a lower level because you're basically saying like, I want you to do this. I want you to do that. I want you to do this. Like there are things where you want the timing to be so perfect that you can put delays in assembly where it's like, wait, 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 wait. And you like will literally wait like four
like clock
cycles.
Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. Like you'll stop everything for four clock cycles and then initiate something so you can get your timing down to literally, you know, fractions, like whatever the clock speed is.
What's Verilog? Do you know what that is?
That is FPGA, an FPGA language. So Verilog, there's Verilog, and then the other one is, I think I took a class on the other
one. That's like you're telling the gates what to do specifically, right?
Yeah, that one is like programming, but it gets turned into logic. Guys, that one's fucked. Guys,
I think we've lost about...
I can smell the retention just
dropping.
Right. Oh my God.
No.
Does anybody want a
Red
Bull?
Can we talk about some drama or something?
Yeah.
We got to make up for that.
I'm actually going to get a Red Bull. Anybody want anything?
Drake or Kendrick?
VHDL.
Drake or Kendrick?
Verilog and VHDL.
Kendrick.
Kendrick?
Yeah.
Drake for sure. Team Drake.
Oh shit.
Jabril?
Of course, Kendrick. Come on.
No.
Come on. They not like us.
Traitor.
Come on, man. What do you mean, traitor? Are you from Canada?
Hey, not like us.
He's not like
not
us.
Not like us.
He's not like us
not
at
like
all.
Not like us.
I think that I'm glad that I'm not Drake.
Dude, that shit is pretty fucking crazy to me,
bad.
Man.
Do you how into that drama are you?
I'm like super into that drama. Finally,
really?
Something for me that I can relate to.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I being a person of the internet, having gone years and years and years of like, oh, this streamer did this thing. Oh, this fucking YouTuber fucking went to the playground after midnight. Like, I don't give a fuck about none of that.
Which YouTuber was that?
I'm just saying, finally, we got like a couple of black rappers going at it. Like, yes, I drama. I love it. I love it. I love every bit of it.
What was your favorite part?
I was with bated breath watching every single moment on my phone for a new Kendrick or a new Drake record to drop in the heat of it.
Who were you most excited about dropping? Which one? It was like, was it like you're watching a dumpster fire?
No, no. So they're definitely like two of the top artists of like this decade, maybe two decades.
Who's better at banging underage kids?
Well, the evidence will show that potentially Drake, don't sue me. This is
this these is, are unfounded claims. We're just speculating. Think about it.
We're just speculating,
think about
it. Right?
I'm just saying, think about it. Who wants us in?
Yeah, he does have some sus footage out there. I will say it's quite sus, but and yeah. I could talk about this for
long time. We're here.
Well, we should.
We're
if here. This is live, we could poll. People want to talk about Verilog or Drake? And,
I think
the you know what? I swear to God, they'd vote for Verilog. You know, they would do it just to
true,
just to watch you squirm.
Very true. Have you followed any of it at all?
A little bit. I don't really fully understand everything other than Drake was just basically getting run over by a school bus.
Okay,
over and over again.
Explain to me what of it do you understand?
I understand. My opinion on the Kendrick versus Drake is more about Drake. Drake, okay. There's kind of this like Hollywood thing where some people they just have so much success and so little. I'm just talking my ass right now, but I want to say like very little real life experience that they sort of just start doing weird things. And sometimes that weird thing is like, I don't really have to follow the rules. And sometimes that rule is, you know, things like don't diddle kids. And I think that Drake gives off this vibe of like, he doesn't have to follow the rules because he's super successful. Nobody tells him no, including kids. And I allegedly. I just get this vibe that Drake is a fucking enormous loser. Does that make sense?
Holy shit, dude.
Does that make sense?
You get that vibe.
I get the vibe that Drake is a absolute fucking giga loser.
That is what this entire beef is about.
Like Kendrick to me, I know nothing about either of them. Yeah. Seems like a normal ass fucking dude. Drake is a huge fucking loser.
That's what this entire beef is about.
It's not even a beef. Like, it's just Drake, I think, genuinely super sucks. Like, if I had to pick one person to hang out with, it would absolutely be, like, Kendrick. Like, no, nothing. No, no holds bar. No bars held. Like, I genuinely, I'm trying to think what other person gives me Drake vibes.
It has to be someone you know. Someone.
I mean, like.
Someone just, that was at Open Sanjay.
God,
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I'm just trying to think of like another traditional media person that gives me that like just giga loser. Kind of maybe like Elon Musk a little bit. Like,
yeah, fair enough.
Like Elon has giga loser vibes of just like having a really hard time with people saying like no.
Sure.
Because they get their way all the time and they're super successful. And when something doesn't go as they plan, they just kind of throw a tantrum.
Yeah.
I think Drake is a huge fucking loser. Like,
yeah.
Look, he just joined and he immediately said, yeah.
I mean, that's the vibe I get. My girlfriend's actually been following the whole thing and I've had her explain it to me. Like, as it's happening.
Bring
like,
Sandra in.
Dude, she would be able to tell you exactly what's going on. Not even kidding. Like, she was telling me about, like, how they released all their like, you know, music copyright free so people could use it. And they're like, that's what Kendrick did. Mm-hmm, and then there was, like, the whole BBL Drizzy thing.
Yeah.
By... She even like knows the name of the guy that released that, and she's
Metro
in it.
Boomin'.
How many times have there been like unfounded, like kind of like pedo accusations like that? Like when someone starts saying shit like that, like you're entering like pretty dangerous defamation territory.
Yeah.
And so I swear to God, there's almost always something, like there's some reason, like even if it's not true, to say that means that there's something creepy.
Wow. I just got to say, the ones with real sugar in them, oh my God, you were right. They're so much better.
Yeah, they're way better. Yeah, Red Bull sugar-free sucks.
Well, you had to taste it to figure that out?
I just always get the sugar-free, and this is all that Will has, so I tried it.
But I'm saying, like, you're like, sugar-free versus sugar. I wonder which one tastes better.
Well, I always,
There are very few things that are sugar-free that taste okay.
I think that Diet Coke tastes better than regular Coke. I think that it's like regular Coke's more muted and Diet Coke has a twang to it. It's an aspartame.
I agree. I don't think it's better, but I think Diet Coke does. I can understand why somebody would like the taste of Diet Coke.
Back to Drake and Kendrick.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised that this is your takeaway with your limited information.
Yeah.
Because you're quite spot on.
I'm basing it just off of what I've seen of Drake.
He just seems like a crybaby, like a little whiner, you know? Yeah.
You know,
like the nerd that he played in, what is it, Degrassi?
Wasn't acting. It's like actually him. And then he got cool and he took it way too fucking far.
Dude, you were like pinpoint, like spot on.
Yeah.
So The whole like rap and hip hop thing, it goes fucking deep in terms of like the figures that people like to gatekeep and let rise to the top. And Drake somehow figured out a way to get in there and become like one of the biggest, probably of history, rap stars ever. But a lot of what you're saying is exactly true. And it goes really, really deep. And there's a lot of like really bad evidence of him like doing sus stuff with young underage kids.
If a professional piano player is a pianist, a professional rapper.
Professional race car driver.
Holy shit. I'll leave that one alone. Sorry. No. But I just find that to be really interesting based on the information that you have. Like, you're pretty spot on. At least that's the criticism a lot of people levy at him, is that like he is a big crybaby. Like the smallest thing happens and he's like tantrum. He's like subtweeting or posting on Instagram, like
like in the comments, like arguing with people, kind of energy.
Yeah,
in the
comments. And
you can learn, I think, a lot. Like, you could sort of look at these situations and kind of write a playbook. I'm actually surprised no one's really done it. Like, what does Drake do that absolutely does not work in the how to deal with the internet playbook? Is like, don't subtweet shit, don't communicate. Like, the more you communicate that kind of stuff, the more it obviously bothers you.
Yeah,
like, it's such a huge L,
and then it seems like you're defending yourself too.
Exactly. It's almost this weird admission of like guilt. Even like it's frustrating because, you know, you could basically, you know, it's a situation where, oh, someone accuses you of something, and then the harder you defend against it, the more it looks like you did do the thing. How did it even start? How did the whole Drake and Kendrick just drop?
Dude, no. This goes back maybe like 15 years. This goes back a really long time. So I'll tell you one instance.
That's how long Drake's been banging kids
for? I'll tell you one instance. I don't remember what exactly like started it, but I guess Kendrick, I don't know, something happened, but Kendrick had like did a little shot at Drake.
Yeah.
And so Drake.
Years ago?
Many years ago. Yeah. So Drake's response to that was to hit up a Los Angeles artist, right? He's Drake, one of the biggest artists in the world. He can get basically whatever you want, right? Hit up a Los Angeles artist, does a song with them, and then goes to Kendrick's hood, films a music video to then send shots at Kendrick.
Yeah.
Like that's just cringe. It's just cringe.
Yeah.
Like, Kendrick's from the hood, right?
Yeah.
Like, gangsters and all that shit, right? He's in a music video full of gangsters that he didn't grow up with, doesn't fucking know. Use them as like a prop piece.
He's like poser.
And I'm fucking gangster, I'm macho. Yeah. But it's like, that's so fucking strange.
Was it Kendrick's like friends and crew? Because that'd be even worse.
It wasn't his friends and crew. He probably knew some of them, but like, you know, Compton has like a bunch of different fucking sets all over the place and shit like that. But it was close enough to home where it's like, what are you doing? You're from Canada, dog.
Like, and how long after the first like thing was that like years? Like, it's been festering forever.
Yeah, they've been going back and forth for many years.
Like, this Kendrick did this one thing to him, and he just like simmered on it for years, and then did this music.
So did Drake start it?
I don't know what started it. That part I don't
know. Was kind of like the big start, though.
I think, like, that was probably where he was like, okay, what the hell are you doing at that point?
So that was like the biggest push.
I think so. Everything that I've seen, I would wager that was the biggest push. Because it, like, something like that. Imagine if, like, you and I are beefing. I go to
too far. Yeah.
And it's like, what the fuck are you doing? Like,
okay, you know? So then it turned into like a war instead of just like a little beef. Okay.
Yeah. And then the thing that set this off recently was, I guess it was him and another big artist did a song together. And then they said that they were the goats of rapping, and then left out Kendrick. I think they might have even mentioned him.
Yeah.
And then he replied back saying like, nah, fuck all y'all. It's only me. I'm the only best rapper. And then he like threw shots at Drake officially.
Imagine making a YouTube video about how you're the best YouTuber. How fucking,
I know,
how bizarre and cringe that would be.
That'd be kind of fun.
I think I cannot imagine how you could do it. There's no way. There's no way to pull that off. You would look like Drake, you know?
I think, I mean, I think there is a way to do it, but it's very different. It'd be a very different approach.
It's like, what if we show up to Crunch Labs and film our own video?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
He's right in front.
Yeah.
Mark's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that is interesting. It is a very different dynamic. And I wonder why that is. Is it the parasocial element that makes it
Like, I think, I don't know. It just, it feels like YouTube is a little bit more real. I can't imagine, like, why would you sing, why would you make a song about being the greatest rappers ever when you could just make a song and then make money and then pay your bills and live a lavish lifestyle?
And then why, like, if somebody makes a song about being the greatest rapper, do you feel like you gotta say, nah, it's me?
I think if I were to take any guesses, I think if you take it back to the origin of like rap and hip hop, it started as a very competitive sport.
Yeah.
Like it was a one-on-one, like, yo, rap, and then it would declare the winner.
Yeah.
And I think that part of rap and hip hop just stayed where it's like, I'm the big dog. I'm the big dog.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of money to be made.
It's definitely marketing.
Yeah.
Like, but this,
but I think there's also some truth to like,
because everybody says that they're the greatest. Like Lil Wayne. I don't know.
Yeah.
But you know, if you go to like country music, they ain't doing that shit.
No.
I fucked my tractor last night.
I fucked it harder than you.
I banged your tractor harder. She's my tractor now.
I don't endorse this. I do not endorse
this. I'm the best tractor fucker.
Middle America, I love you, okay?
Dude, they know what they got. I think there's a lot of, you know, sort of money to be made off of that, the beefs, right? Because it just gets people's attention. Like
they were talking about it on NPR,
dude, that,
like doing a full analysis of like rap battles throughout history,
which was so interesting.
Yeah,
because like, you know, when you like rap and hip-hop, like it has its own like little niche, like,
yeah, definitely,
like culture, if you will.
Yeah.
But then the beef came. Like, yeah, all these like popular websites were like giving their opinions. Like, where the fuck have you been for the past 20 years? Uh-huh. Dude, fuck what you have to say.
Like, it was like a fucking car chase. It was like all the TV stations stopped airing whatever show and just put on the overhead helicopter footage of like a police chase. like everyone.
Yeah.
Like, the NPR, like, finance.
They brought in some, like, rap beef expert.
Oh, my
who,
God.
Who was comparing it to, like, Biggie and Tupac from back in the day and, like, all this. And I'm like, I don't know if you can really compare it to something like that. People, like, died, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe Drake. Drake die?
His bodyguard got shot or something.
I was, I think, three, maybe. Actually, I don't know when that happened. When did that happen?
I don't know.
Early 90s? Early 90s?
Early
90s?
What were we talking about?
Tupac?
He died in 96, I believe.
Dude, yeah, I was like 5.
Anyway.
I was barely alive.
Yeah, everybody is in on it. Everybody's like picking a side.
I can't imagine. Who was picking Drake's side? Was anybody picking Drake's side?
A very specific type of person was picking Drake's side.
Pedos? And creeps?
I think some people were kind of picking his side because he is like pretty big and they're like associated with him somewhat, and they don't want to, you know.
So they doubled down.
A lot of people were playing the fence really hard.
Yeah. Well, there's this thing with Drake, right, where like he's so big and popular that he crosses genres.
Yeah.
So like you really only like Kendrick if you really like rap. Like you really like the content of rap, you like Kendrick. But if you're outside of that, if you go to clubs, just like listen to pop music and shit, you only really know Drake. You don't know shit about Kendrick. Yeah. So like a lot of those people are riding for Drake and with excusing some very sus evidence, if you ask me, but it is what it is, I suppose.
What do you think? Is it like over?
The beef?
I mean, like, yeah, I guess the height of the beef is over.
I think it is for now, but I think that they're both pretty petty people. So yeah, it is going to come back up.
Do you think that, like, how much of the sort of, I would say that I keep saying pedo shit, how much of that do you think is like based on something?
Dude, I can send you a video right now that it has like some fucking insane,
like,
evidence.
Breakdown of it.
It's like photos, videos. It's very sus. It's very fucking sus.
I would not be surprised. What do they say? It's the ones you most expect.
Yeah, something that makes sense.
It's always the ones that you most suspected.
The only one I know about is he was talking to the girl from Stranger Things for a while.
And like, there's so much of that just weird shit.
She was 13. He was 32 or something.
Did they ever work together on a shoot or anything?
She was on his private boat.
Oh, was it like a cool boat though?
He has a lot of money.
Candy and puppies on it.
I don't. I would
like
not.
Free candy spray painted on the side.
I
of would. His boat.
Let me say allegedly. It's not confirmed. No.
Free Eggo waffles. Yeah,
I'd go on Drake's boat for free Eggo waffles.
Millie Bobby Brown.
What a fucking dude. You know what?
Yeah, on your Instagram, people are always saying like, you just say what you got to say and end this. Just like, you know.
If Drake was my friend, I would say, I mean, first of all, I don't even think
like
it would.
I'd be like,
what the fuck are you doing?
One way or another.
And then I don't think I would continue being friends with somebody like that if they kept doing that kind of, like, literally, I cannot think of like anybody that I'm close with doing any shit like that.
Yes.
Like any shit. Yes. In what world is it even mildly appropriate to have that kind of weird public conversation with a person that much younger with you? Like,
if you're both celebrities, I think it makes more sense.
But really? the parents should be involved if someone's 13. Like, there's just something so fucking off about it. Like, I'm not saying that it's malicious or anything, because it could be totally fine. There's something about it,
but
that
it's the habitual nature of it that makes it weird.
Right.
It's not the one off.
Consistent.
Like, sure, it's this consistency. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck's going on here?
And there was like the meme of be like, you know, the messages are whispering, the kind of just like weird shit that was being said. I remember there was a whole hubbub about this, like, what, how long ago was that? Like 8 years ago now? The Millie Bobby Brown stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. When they were texting and shit.
Yeah. Corey, you want to look up what's Millie Bobby Brown? That's a Millie
Bobby Brown. Yeah, allegedly they were texting a lot, and she did an interview, and she was like, they were like, how is talking to Drake? Oh, he gives me dating advice. She's like 14 years old. Like, what the fuck is Drake giving you dating advice? That's not your dad, dog. Like, what the
bro,
fuck?
Bro, it's look.
14-year-old Millie Bobby Brown spoke about him on the red carpet, 2018 Emmys.
A couple months
later. I love him. I met him in Australia. He's honestly fantastic. A great friend, great role model. We texted each other the other day. He was like, I miss you so much. And I was like, I miss you more. He gives me advice about boys. Sus,
dog. Like, dude, if this was your niece or something, fine. That's so there's something so sus.
Yeah. You're in your 30s.
Yeah.
Are you telling a 14-year-old girl I miss you so much? That's not related to you?
I would give her a high five.
No.
I would be like, yeah, do good in school. Uh-huh. And then I would fucking leave.
You have everything to lose.
And
you're telling a 14-year-old, I miss you so much.
Okay, how many 13-year-old boys is Drake giving advice to? Let's see. Normalize the data. Let's compare. Ask ChatGPT.
It's just their smoke. That's all,
dude.
I'm saying,
I know.
There's smoke.
There's like a shark in the water, and it's Drake.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think there's this weird thing with power. When you desire power and you don't have it, and you finally get it, and then no one around you tells you no.
Yeah,
like weird shit happens.
Yeah,
yeah. You were just talking about that, Will. It's like, you know, a guy that never really does good with girls suddenly like gets a lot of money or power, and they get really weird and creepy.
Yep. I don't understand how people don't. It's like a soft start, I think, kind of.
We're looking,
like, struggling is very important, because it kind of helps you to understand the scale of things and relationships. Yes. And what did ChatGPT say? Did it not like that? It might violate our usage.
Its response violated the usage policies too.
Wow. That's how you know Drake did something bad.
That's amazing.
Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Yeah, I think that, I don't know, I'm not sure where, why. I think a lot of people have trouble like empathizing of like why what they do would be shitty if someone did it to them. And so when they kind of get that authority or that power, you know, like they're able to manipulate people, they just kind of do it. And then, I don't know, I never really understood that.
Like, which is a great segue to Dr. Disrespect.
Dr. Yeah. Disrespecting the age of consent. I'm so proud of him.
I have a question.
He lived his life the way he wanted to.
Is this theme just because we have more access to information, or is it like pedals are up right now? Like,
I think that no, I think it's just more access to information. I guarantee that pedo stuff has probably been on the decline for a while. I guarantee that like 300 years ago, pedo stuff was way worse than it is now.
Sure.
100%.
Absolutely. But is it really pedo if it's normalized?
It is. I don't know. I think if it's see, the rules were made for reasons, and I don't fully understand those reasons. And the rules also are quite variable.
Now. Careful, William.
I'm just saying, everything. We live in a society, you know. Yeah, some states are like 16, some states say 18, some say, you know, some people self-inflict, you know, they regulate themselves. They say, like, I won't have sex till I'm fucking 40.
And you think that the underage ones are bad?
What do you mean?
Like you think the age of consent of 16 is bad?
Oh, I have no idea.
Here's my opinion on it. It is illegal and people are willing to break those laws means that they're the worst kind of person to be breaking those laws.
Yeah. Wait, repeat that for me one time.
Yeah. So it's illegal, right? Yeah. That you're not supposed to, you know, you don't talk to underage girls.
Right. Don't look at them.
Yeah, exactly.
Just fucking turn around, walk away. Yep. Do the whatever Drake does, do the opposite.
Yeah. So the person that breaks those laws, they already like don't have a concept of like, you know, right and wrong almost. So they're the person that's
gonna go the farthest with it or something.
I personally, I think there's like a sliding scale. Like if you are, I mean, there's like a point where you don't even want to talk about this, but like, let's say you start at like, you know, it's like the half your age plus seven, I think is like a very good gauge. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, it falls apart below 14, but I don't think we should have that conversation. It's basically like a maturity balance. Like is this like a fair dynamic or an unfair dynamic? And I think a 30-year-old man and a 13-year-old girl is a very weird dynamic because that 13-year-old girl doesn't have any idea what this famous dude's intents are, which him talking to a 13-year-old girl is like, I can't imagine anything other than extremely fucking weird or very friendly. I don't know. Drake doesn't give me that like friendly Mr. Rogers vibe. He gives me that like touchy pervert vibe. I think that there is something to be said about a sliding scale. Like, and you can just start saying numbers. If you're 15 and 15, that's probably fine. If you're 16 and 16, that's fine. If you're 16 and 30, that's not fine. But 16 and 18 is probably okay. But 16 and 21 might not be. And so it's like, it's not that there is a fixed number. It's more like a fuzzy thing.
Yeah, yeah. And there is some kind of probably like, you know, like, what do you call it? Like, I don't know, like stuff going on behind the scenes that you got to quantify. Like,
I just think that the way that everybody is built drives you to do this thing that we have laws about.
And like, I don't know, maybe they met each other in freaking church summer camp or something and they've known each other forever.
That's how we know we trust them, is that the Lord has, the word of the Lord is in them.
Or it's like, you know, the 25-year-old ice cream man kidnaps the 16-year-old girl.
Yeah, exactly. I just think that people are like, I don't know. You need rules.
I think back in the day it was probably like definitely way worse, but I don't know if it was like, I think maybe it was like more marriage related and like utilitarian than a creepy thing.
It's just like a weird power thing.
You know, it's like you got to give your daughter away to somebody's farm.
But to be fair, laws were very different back then. Like women couldn't even vote and shit.
Dude, laws are fucking crazy.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying that it was any better for the women.
No, I think it's definitely better now.
But I think like the intent of marrying a 12-year-old back in the day probably wasn't too because she was 12, you know.
It's probably
just like you had to get her before somebody else did because.
When I was 12, that was like the last thing I was thinking about. And I think that's probably the problem is that it's like it's a whole world of things that you're not even privy to. You're kind of just a kid.
But you were born in a different society, though.
Yes.
If you were at the age of six and your parents were like, we got to get you ready for pregnancy at 12, like it'd be a different life.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But anyways, I'm really curious. Dr. Disrespect.
Yeah, I think that he lived his life the way he wanted. And I'm proud of him for that. I think that if you have a dream, you should follow it. Don't let your dreams be dreams. You do whatever you want. There might be consequences, but at least you pursue. That's it. That's all I have to say is Dr. Disrespect did a great job doing what he chose to do in life. And he can go get a real fucking job now. Oh my God. He's got to be rich enough to not have to have a job, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Could you, like, seriously, like, you're rich enough to not have a job and you're freaking DMing kids? This happened a couple, like, what, 4 years ago, though?
I think it was,
2017.
That almost makes it
worse.
Oh,
wow, that's a while ago.
Right at the height of his, like, as he was coming up. As he was...
Got his first taste of power.
As he was coming up, he tried coming...
No,
trying to don't put finish it, I'm, that. I'm stitching this together.
No,
I'm
not sure you don't need to.
I'm trying to figure out how to deliver this. Doctor disrespecting the agent.
My employees are scaring me. What should I do?
Are we supposed to see this card? I think that... what are we supposed to say about Dr. Disrespect?
No, it just amazes me.
It's very funny. I think it's very funny that Dr. Disrespect, of all the people, you know, because there's like a very kind of righteousness, like where it's, you know, there's a little bit more conservative side of the like YouTube Twitch streaming sphere. And that's very funny to me. It's just like very righteous, very like aggressive kind of political and character stances. And then it's like the exact opposite. Like, I think personally, Dr. Disrespect, the character, would be a staunch advocate against pedophilia. And then the guy is apparently does it. He engages in it. And that's very funny to me. I mean, it's not funny.
Yeah.
It's, what's the word?
Humorous?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's funny, but it's not like funny.
Yeah.
It's humorous. It's like, it's not ironic.
I have a question.
It's disgusting.
I have a question. So I was reading some of the threads that people were posting about the Dr. Disrespect thing, and there's this like a good cluster of people that were really upset that people were calling him a pedophile.
Yeah.
Specifically. Like, you can't call him a pedophile because I believe they said pedophile means you're attracted to prepubescent bodies, whatever.
Yeah, that's fine.
And you call them if something like
that. Dude, this is the classic Reddit neckbeard argument debating the semantics of pedophilia.
My point, it's like, if you gotta break down like what exact fucking form of pedophile they are, it's
but,
like,
no I'm not a pedophile, those guys are gross. I only like girls that are like 15.
I just
DM 18.
Them. I never follow through.
I thought that shit was outrageous.
I think that they're very, very brave for putting their neck on the line for Dr. Disrespect in that manner. And they should be, I'm very proud of them. And their families should be very proud of them.
Yeah. And FBI agents, these guys right here.
Yeah. I think it's very easy to not do what Dr. Disrespect did.
I don't think Dr. Disrespect would agree with that.
To not DM. How old is she? 16?
I believe she was 17. I don't 17. Know. I don't. It's just really sus, man. And I don't know. I can't see a world where like you have everything. You can get anything you want, dude.
Anything.
You can get a woman who's your age.
You can get 16-year-old babes.
You can get 7 women that are your age.
I'm Dr. Disrespect, and there's only one thing I want. I don't want to play video games. I don't want to go on vacation. I want to DM a 17-year-old girl. That's what I'm telling you. This guy was probably a fucking loser in school, right? And there was no girls when he was 17 wanted to talk to him, so he just got excited when a 16-year-old
finally, I can live out my high school dream.
Trying to make up for past time.
Yeah. Yeah.
He had a kid at that point, too, no?
He had a wife at that point.
Yeah.
God, what a fucking legend.
When you say it like that, that's pretty funny.
It is. I think that's what I'm telling you, bro. He did everything he wanted to do, and I'm proud of him. what an idiot, though. There's a couple of rules that are like easy to follow that will just
what shoes are these?
Make your life so much better.
Puma.
All the Pumas. Nice.
What do you think about Dr. Disrespect?
I honestly don't watch
I don't
any
either.
Stream. Yeah. Like, I don't have the time.
Yeah.
And I find to be geared towards like
17-year-olds.
I'm probably a little younger than that. yeah. So I knew of him. I knew like the character and all that stuff. I knew the deals. I knew the deals he got for sure.
Yeah.
And I wish I could understand like what compels you to do such a thing. Like,
just
every person on this planet is fighting for the life to get where he's at.
Yeah.
And in one little DM to someone he knew was underage, he just threw it all away.
He's fighting for his life. You know what?
I'm just so glad I don't have to worry about this. I don't think I've ever had a single underage girl message me about anything.
All I get are aggressive homosexual men.
Yeah.
In my DMs.
All I get are like little boys asking me what happens if you mix gasoline and styrofoam and then light it on fire.
And you say, no, don't do that. It's dangerous. You should mix ammonia and bleach. I think that
they're like too late. Send me a picture.
I think there's a lot of things that, you know, are like intrusive thoughts, like your brain does brain things. And then your brain also has the second job of ignoring half the brain things. And for some reason, some people are missing the ignore part.
Okay. Fuck that. I have another question.
Yeah.
Have you guys watched that too? Have you guys watched any of the Starlink launches, the SpaceX?
I hear them all the time.
Yeah,
You hear them? Yeah, they detonate. Yeah. You can see. There was one the other day. You texted me, I think. I saw the neighbors setting up lawn chairs outside.
Yeah.
And you can see it.
Your neighbors were setting up launchers to launch a SpaceX rocket.
To watch the satellite launches, yeah.
Yeah. When I was over at your house,
What did launchers do?
Lawn chairs.
Launchers.
No. Lawn chairs.
Yeah, the same people that we saw the other time I was over at your place. And we saw,
the one that was fucking insane, though. So they launched from Vandenberg, which is like a couple hours north of here.
Miles away.
Something like that, yeah. Don't be too precise, please, Kevin.
Depends on which route you take.
And you basically get the sunset. Yeah. In a rocket.
Yeah. Yep.
So the sunset is lower than
you can't see the sun because it's below the horizon. Correct. But the sun...
rocket is above the horizon.
And you can see the different wavelengths of light too.
Dude, the whole thing fucking was glowing bright. Space jellyfish. It was insane. It was one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my life.
How many have you seen?
Maybe like a half dozen. Okay. It's easy to miss them.
Since I've been here, man, it's been a lot. I want to say them? Of them.
There's an app. You have an app. Do you have the app? How do you know?
My Alexa tells me.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
You put a reminder.
Yeah.
Okay.
But also, I just see it online. I think I see it on Twitter a lot. Whenever I log on, is like SpaceX tweets.
Okay.
So,
but I brought this up for a reason. So I love watching the SpaceX launches. I have the app. It sends me notifications. Tells me
see, that's a real hobby. That's an actual hobby that a grown man should have.
Mm-hmm.
I respect that.
I respect you in a different way than I respect Dr. Disrespect.
To be fair, SpaceX launches are younger than... No, I'm just kidding.
SpaceX is over 18, right?
Look, I'm going to get a point here. So I love watching the launches, right? However, it hit me the other day. I was watching a launch and I was like, what are they doing?
Satellites.
I don't know anyone who uses.
Do you know how many they have?
Here you don't need them.
They have a lot, dude.
Dude, it's like thousands. 5,000-6,000 satellites they've put up.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound right.
It is.
How many satellites per launch then?
Dozens, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot. 60? That's why there's so many going up all the time. It's like, I mean, literally, it was like kind
it's
of
like one,
every
one
week.
A week. Yeah.
Hey, SpaceX 22. You're good.
Nice.
Good job.
Nice.
Nice.
So you're saying every launch has multiple satellites on it?
Yeah. Okay. It's like that a cluster bomb of satellites.
Yeah. That makes sense. But my question is, I don't know anyone who uses the service.
You are 14, not talking to the right people.
14 million it's people. Like, I think you can look
that up. Do
you
know anyone that uses the service?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
But just like from online, like from the internet. Because here, your service is going to be much better cabled. But like, this is like a rural America problem. It's like the whole, you know, like when you look at like the square footage of politics in America, you see there's like a ton of red, but the red is low density, it's like it tends to be lower. Yeah. So it's like the large part of the states has such low density that it's difficult to run like proper infrastructure
for
everything.
3 million. I was way off. I thought it was 12.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. But I thought it was more.
And so the idea behind it is it's Wi-Fi in space, essentially.
Yeah, it's beaming down an internet connection to a receiver on the ground. So you can get connected to the internet with higher speeds without having to run this insane amount of infrastructure to rural areas.
They're trying to do a cell service now, too.
From space?
Yeah.
Do you need a thing, though? Do you need a dish for that?
No.
Is it just internet? How the fuck do you do cell service from space?
I don't know. I mean, that's how, like, you know, the Iridium satellites work, the satellite phones. But
yeah, but that's a special.
It just has like a bigger antenna on
it.
But I think it's the same thing.
So you just have to have like a special cell phone?
No, I think that they're figuring out a way to do it without, I don't know, like a different wavelength.
That's what would actually cook your nuts.
Can you send data from the mobile towers to Starlink?
Yeah. Once you get to a tower, the tower will have the infrastructure you need. So like I think the way that the towers here work is it probably is sort of just internet, right? The towers talk over servers to.
Oh, yeah.
And then it just goes over the internet.
I know the Verizon like station, like the big Verizon like internet hub in my town had a huge antenna that was like pointing up in the sky. To God. I think that to God. To the sun. It would talk to the sun. That's where we get our internet from.
It's like I think that the hard part of getting internet to places in the middle of nowhere is literally just you have to run enormous lengths of cable. Like we've gotten quotes. I heard of somebody a friend of a friend wanted to get fiber run to their house up in Silicon Valley, like Bay Area. And I think they paid like $80,000 for the telecom to run the like a couple miles.
But I thought the Starlink model was supposed to circumvent that whole process.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And so it's cheaper to get internet to a place that would be expensive.
And why would cell data be different than Wi-Fi data?
Because with the Starlink, you have to have this like big base station at your house. So it's like if you, because you need to be able to like capture
the signal,
the signal coming back. So then you have to like have something strong enough so the satellite up there can see the signal that you're sending them.
You could
to do that all on a cell phone would be pretty impressive because that means that it's like everything bandwidth. Would be super sensitive.
I think you could do it for voice, right? Because you like the way that data transmission works is it sends it multiple times. Like this is how Wi-Fi works is it sends data until the data is received properly. So when your signal is getting weaker, it's not that the signal is getting weaker, it's getting less reliable. And so it has to send the same data over and over and over and over and over again until it finally makes it through. And then it checks to make sure that it's done correctly. And so when you get further away, your bandwidth is reduced because it takes more tries. It's like yelling something at somebody and they can't hear you. And they're like, what? And then you're like, get closer. And then you say it again. You're like, what? You know, it's like until you get close enough that you can reliably, you know, send data on the first try. So if you're limiting it to just voice, I could see it working.
Also, maybe the satellites are lower. So it's easier, you know, they're not as far. No,
it's less data. And so it's faster. So you don't maybe need the giant antenna. Maybe. I'm not. Dude, wireless stuff is like wizard crap,
though. Yeah.
Plus the software.
The crazy thing about SpaceX, the Starlink satellites too, is they're designed to fall out of the atmosphere after like, I don't know, a dozen years or something.
Did you hear? Really? They're dropping the ISS. Did you hear that shit?
Where?
They're going to do that forever. But they're actually doing it this time?
I've seen an article that it's actually planned that they're pulling out of commission.
Dude, I saw a satellite fall out of the sky like a month ago and I thought that the world was about to end. It was insane looking.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, you know when you
what
see
state?
The here, I was like just looking out my window at night on the computer and I see
man.
This like
January 30, 31
thing falling out of the sky. It looks like, you know, fire? When they show the dinosaurs about to get hit by a meteor, that's what it looked
it
like.
Was planned for this
what we
year.
Get.
Yeah,
God's
no,
it
was like I actually
disrespect.
Wait, whoa, that's it was planned for this year, but now it's set for 2031.
They've been saying this for
makes
years.
It seem like they
could
just leave it there and nothing bad would happen. What if they just let it fucking crash, dude? What the hell? You know how much math you'd have to do to make sure that it did hit something? What are the chances?
Lately,
okay. Wait.
Starlink.
Let's do the 9/11 thing. Okay. $10 billion. How much does it cost? $10 billion to deorbit? What do you think? No, probably 100. How much fucking money? $100 billion? They're going to pay some stupid amount of money to deorbit. Whoever's house it hits gets that money.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
They stop maintaining it. They put it in escrow. Yeah, $843 million.
Like that's a lottery.
You stop maintaining the satellite.
I don't know, man.
ISS,
that's Powerball's.
You let it crash.
Higher than that.
And then whoever it kills, they distribute the $843 million. Statistically.
Speaking, it would hit no one.
Yeah, no way. Yeah. It would kill like a dolphin or something.
Not even a dolphin.
No. No, it wouldn't hit anything. No. I would bet $843 million on that.
Which I don't know why you just.
You know,
made
people
me think
are pretty
about.
Good about finding like where a meteor is. Like, you know, they see like the streak across the atmosphere and they can like tell exactly like,
to
you know,
to,
down to the square
no
mile
way.
About like where it ended up. Yeah.
No way. Do they triangulate?
Like, yeah, they do it like with other spotters so they can go like find the meteors. People do that with a SpaceX and just like stand there out in the desert.
Take me
like, this is for you.
That's the closest we'll get to an actual rapture.
Yeah.
Sorry, people who.
But the SpaceX, like, I don't know, like, Falcon 9 missiles or like rockets have been actually like landing in places they shouldn't recently. Like the stuff is supposed to burn up,
yeah,
but like the fins that they use to like stabilize on their or something, they're finding those like in
the
fields.
Whole things or just chunks of it?
Chunks, but chunks the size of like your fridge,
dude.
So
I would
like
be
they're
stoked.
Finding rocket parts that aren't burning up on reentry, like all over the place.
If
it's
I
happened like I think four
yard?
Or five times recently.
You ever see when it launches in the little streaks that follow, like the
oh
orbit?
Yeah.
Is that
probably. I think those are the boosters coming back down to
little
land.
Chunks?
No. It's like it's past.
Oh, okay,
it's
okay.
Already in orbit by that point.
Oh, okay,
it's probably debris.
Well, I think there is some stages that do like jettison off that aren't reusable that. That do have to burn,
and they
up,
just hope so. They just hope it burns.
Yeah,
pray to God.
Damn,
dude, I would want. Imagine a stabilizing fin landing in your front yard. Can I keep it or do they
yeah.
take it back? They probably take
well,
it. Well,
it's
back.
Like all carbon fiber, and it's like
yeah,
like
give me
frayed.
That.
It looks
mine.
Like some alien spaceship.
You don't tell anyone.
That's my carbon fiber.
Yeah, dude, that's your asbestos.
Yeah, put like a glass piece of glass on it, make a coffee table.
Oh yeah, you see that picture on the right? That's kind of what the satellite looked like coming back in. It looked like we're about to get cluster bombed by God.
Dude, that's what the ISS is going to look like when I get my $840 million paycheck for it killing
yeah.
my family.
That's quite amazing.
Yeah, it was nuts.
So you guys ever watched some of the footage in China, how they launched their rockets?
Oh, yeah.
No.
You have it?
Wait, you mean the one that exploded?
Hydrazine.
I can't hear you.
What?
Why is the door closed? Because we're roasting. We like it. It's like a sauna in here. It's like an hour long.
You don't
sauna.
Have you don't have nuts. You don't know what it feels like.
Yeah.
Good.
Maybe later. Thank you though. I appreciate it.
Do you want me to actually close this?
No, you can leave it open. I think they're trying to make a. I think John thinks it's funny.
Kevin, you have to. Court, is it possible to pull up footage of Chinese rockets? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
right?
I know. Yeah, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Are you talking about the one that lands in neighbor. Supposed to launch but did.
No.
No, I think that's kind of just the whole. Part of the whole thing.
I know. Didn't one just kind of like go?
It's way worse than
city?
That.
It ripped off the pad, right? Like the thing that it was attached to, like the rocket.
Oh, it ripped off the whole crane
okay,
and took
on.
The crane.
I don't
with
think
it?
Guys understand what. When they launch rockets,
is this new?
They don't give a fuck about yes. where the parts land,
bro. That's how this is how the helicopter was invented, man.
So they just literally have parts from the rocket just fall onto random villages. Like, yes. Yeah, I don't give a fuck you. Like, we're the government.
I love failed rocket launches.
I love
this. Is not failed.
This is success. This is how you become the next superpower. Do you know how many people die turning America into a superpower?
Yo!
Oh, that's so cool.
Damn.
That you're not looking at a failed launch. That shit fucking
God,
went to orbit.
Did it just go up and then fell right back down?
Was this someone that was not supposed to launch?
No, this one was supposed to.
God, look how cool that looks.
Yeah. Look at that flame, dude. Wow. That shit looks
this
beautiful.
This SpaceX like flame is that's like 1,000 feet long. It's so crazy.
It's raining
Oops.
Orange. Oops, it's orange gas.
But the audacity of just like, yeah, we're not going to do off a coast.
No.
Right, just, this village yeah. is fine.
I love the color of the like aerosolized hydrazine against like the nice green mountain background. Like it's like really good. Who's this old man?
I'm going to be that crusty old guy that's actually
that's
nitric oxide.
Oh.
Nitrogen oxide.
That's not correct. That's what I expect from you, Kevin, when I pull up this podcast. So thank
that's,
you.
Wait, okay. Is that the that's the fuming?
I think that's
oxide?
That's a part of the fuel that you're thinking of. The two-part fuel.
I'm gonna be perfectly honest. I don't know jack shit about rocket. I know rocket candy, but I don't know anything else about rockets. Rockets was like a short phase of my life, and then I was like, I got bored of it.
One of my favorite failed rocket launches was like the rocket was on the tower.
The space shuttle one like, that killed the teacher. You like that shit?
It disconnected from the tower and then just like kind of went sideways and just kept going sideways and then just exploded. Like didn't go up at all. Just like slowly moved over, just hovering there and just boom.
Dude, imagine it like starts falling and then it ignites and it like before it gets too much momentum, it gets almost completely horizontal and it just like takes off.
Did you watch Red October?
I love that movie.
You watched it?
Yeah, it's the kids, right? Making rockets.
Yeah,
dude, that was like one of my favorite movies as a kid.
Why didn't you get in the rockets then?
I did
when
for
it,
a little
when
bit.
It, when he does his first rocket and it like flies through the town like sideways
yes.
and like goes into the like I think it like hits the door or
it was
something.
Like metal too.
Yeah,
it's like a missile. Uh-huh. Yeah, that was good shit. That was a great movie. Dude, why God, you reminded me.
Now you do that and somebody gets arrested.
I know you can't do anything. We should move to China.
What's this Billy rocket launch?
I saw a picture. I think it like ripped the hardware out of the rocket that the rocket like
wow.
the mooring stuff of the rocket.
So this rocket was supposed to stay attached to the test pad and it took off. I would call that a huge win. Yeah. Stronger than the engineers.
It did what it wanted.
Stronger than the engineers.
Yeah.
Are they trying to test self landing or whatever?
Wee. No, no, this one only goes out.
What does China launch rockets for? Is it all military?
I don't know. I think it's just to compete. Like, you just need to have.
Oh my god! Let's okay, go.
It's going. It's like black smoke. The black smoke mean that means it's working, right? This is turning.
Oh, that has
sideways.
A lot of hang time. Why?
That is very sideways.
Imagine looking up and seeing this shit walking out of the bank, like.
Dude, $840 million. $840 million. Hit me.
Hey, it's like they're doing their own Starship.
Take me. Oh wow, some shaky camera footage.
Whoa! Oh, you missed the best part.
But that was a freaking enormous fireball. Holy shit!
Nobody died.
Oh, nobody died. Well, so who keeps $800 million?
You know, we can get pretty close to the Vandenberg launches. We should go see one up close.
Yeah,
this is a really nice spot up on a hill that you can watch them.
Really?
Yeah. But I always wonder if you're like that close, is it a worse experience?
No, dude, it's got to be crazy.
Well, the beginning has to be nice, but once it's overhead, like
I think you can see it from literally everywhere. It's so high in the atmosphere that you can see it from.
Oh like, yeah, hundreds of miles.
Hundreds
away.
Of miles. Like you'll be able to see it the whole time.
I have a friend in San Diego that can see the launch.
That's where I used to watch them.
Oh really? Yeah.
That's
dude. Insane. People in Arizona can see them.
Dude, really? That's crazy.
Crazy.
But like we can hear the sonic booms when the booster comes back down.
It's like 8 minutes or something.
Yeah, eight minutes.
I have a project idea I want to do. It's not a rocket, but it's kind of like that. It's maybe sort of dangerous. I wanna kill this weed in the yard. There's hundreds, there's thousands of them, maybe.
I've got this pitch.
Okay, I think that you could give me like a rundown of how I could do this. Basically, it's this vine that grows like ground level. It like sort of grows out.
Yeah, the goat head.
The goat head is the nickname of it. It's this horrible like spiky
little pull up goat head. Show the audience what this little...
Oh, she's giving us ice cubes.
Damn.
Kevin missed. Kevin Shiloh'd it.
Oh, this okay, is nice. So pull it up. What was that?
What do I do with this?
I just hold it. I think it just cools us down.
Yeah. So like put it on you see on this the picture on the left, it looks like a goat's head. So that's where they get it from.
Yeah.
But those are like a centimeter long, the spikes on the end.
Bike tires.
Yo, that looks badass.
Yeah, they'll pop bike tires. They suck. They're hard too.
Oh. You're trying to protect your bike.
So it's like whatever in any orientation they land on, there's a spike that still sticks straight up.
Yeah.
It's like they're designed to just.
Why do you
want
to get rid of him? He wants to protect his bike. You want to.
I
want to.
They just suck.
And my dogs.
So I want to like. I want like a Raspberry Pi or something that like is taking pictures, and then it like knows it can figure out where the center of the plants are. So like it drives around like a robot,
mm-hmm.
and then it does like a a neural network like to. Look at the pictures that it's taking and it says this is the center of the plant and then it like shoots a laser at it or burns it or something. How hard is that as a, I don't want to say a bad programmer, but as like a relatively novice programmer, is there just like a library, like a package that I can use where I just give it a ton of pictures and just like classification data?
Yeah, that could be the easiest part. It really depends on how many plants look like the whatever it's called on your property. If there's some that look like it and you want to preserve them,
kill everything.
Okay, well then it's a pretty simple problem.
Okay, so the more things I want to die, the easier the program becomes.
Correct.
Okay. Correct. I like this. This is how we become efficient. We decide that we don't need to kill just goat heads. We're like 50% accurate. That's a huge win.
Fair enough. I think your starting point would be you probably don't even have to take your own photos, honestly.
Really?
You could probably pull like a fucking bunch from the internet.
Yeah.
Depending like on the, because correct me if I'm wrong, there's a lot of dirt here, right? Yeah. So it'd be plant over dirt.
Yes.
So as long as you pull like a lot of plant over dirt pictures and not like plant over grass, you should be fine. Unless you do have that like data represented on the field.
It's
the
like yard. Some plants.
No, you know, just turn up the gain all the way. Yeah, just anytime it sees something green, just like delete it.
Yeah, this is my neural network that looks for green pixels. Okay, so
brings his green truck over.
If I say like, find me the plant, can I find like the center of the plant? Like, is that in the same model where it's like...
Well, it's
Well, so there's a few things going on here. So the first thing you would need is the AI to do the classification, yeah, right? And then you would need like another algorithm that probably isn't AI to do cropping.
Yeah. Right?
You would get a, you would crop the image and then it will give you like a center point, like a bounding box, and you get a center, right? Yeah. And then from there you would feed that to your robot. So that then, part I'm a little spotty about, but
like the, so let's say the plant has like the center, like the weed root.
The plant ahead, has the center.
So the root of the plant, let's say it's not centered, right?
The root, gotcha, yeah.
So imagine it's like, you know, the plant, like the sort of outer edge of the plant is like a circle. Uh-huh. And then let's say the root is like over, you know, biased. Like, but the all the stems, like all the branches, the runners or whatever the hell you call it, the vines are like running to that root. Like when I'm, the classifier is finding an outline, it's sort of finding like the center. It's like, here is this object that I think, can I, is it possible that it finds the center where it's like, it's not just here is this thing that I think is your plant, yeah, but this is where I think the root of your plant is.
I'd have to look at the plant to understand better what you're saying, because okay, when you say root, I think underground, so it's a little hard.
Well, it's like the thickest stem where it's like, if you were to like kill the entire plant, you'd want to laser it right where the root comes out.
With the image you showed me, is that the root that you're talking about?
Do find a goathead plant. Thank you, Cord. Is there like a whole ass plant?
That looks like a test.
Oh, that's a fucking YouTube video. God damn it. Fuck YouTube. Sorry, YouTube. That was a joke. Yeah. No, there's one. Oh, left. Yeah. So okay, you can see where the center is. You see what I'm saying? So that's the center.
We're all, okay, I see.
Then you can see it kind of goes off to the right, but that right is kind of a separate thing. So if you look at like the weighted center, it's not actually in the weighted center. It's like to the left. So you can kind of see, like, is it possible to say, like, here's a picture of a goat head. Is there a goat head here? Or like, where is the center of the goat head?
Yeah, it's definitely possible. I can't think of a solution on top of my head. Like, it'd probably have to test a bunch of things, but the easiest solution is just burn everything. Like every part of it, just touch everything.
Oh, the whole thing.
Yeah. That'd be the easiest solution.
There's like thousands of them though. That's the only problem.
Why is that a problem? Because you don't have enough laser?
Well, then we need more laser.
You don't have enough laser ammo?
I need more laser ammo. I gotta run an extension cord to it. So that's like, it wouldn't be too bad.
In terms of finding the center, that problem, I can't think top of my head how you would solve that. But with iteration, we could figure out eventually. But I think the easiest solution would just be like burn everything.
Yeah. Just drives around with a flip. You don't even need a camera on at that point. It's a GPS and it just
I mean, you can still narrow it down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The plant itself.
Oh, do like a contrast, create like a mask of where all the leaves are and then just burn the leaves.
That's one way you could do it. Yeah. I mean, you could also, there's so many different ways you can do it. Like, but first step is you need the classification of like what the plant is.
Right.
That's first.
And so it would just tell you there is a goat head here.
Correct.
And it would give you ideally like the coordinate of the goat head.
You'd have to code that. But
so what does your training data look like? Is your training data pictures plus a text file with each one or like a CSV?
It was pictures.
But then how do you, like if you're giving it pictures, you just say there is a goat head in here? So you give it a picture and then the algorithm, the AI, the network is just saying there is.
Yeah, it'd be a Boolean.
It's not giving you any additional information.
It's a go ahead, yes or no.
So then you get a yes and then you run it through a second thing.
So that's the first layer. You'd have to create a whole algorithm. What happens next? Jesus.
Okay.
Like there's no like one button.
So the classifier is just yes or no.
I mean, if you make it that way, yeah. Like you could add sunflowers in there if you fucking wanted to, but
so you wouldn't do like, is there a, like you couldn't have one network that just gives you the yes or the no by just giving you a coordinate of the center of the plant.
The coordinate should be the easy part. So long as you can like keep the camera stable enough, like that should be super easy. Like you don't need AI for that.
Okay. Really?
No, you can do the classification. It'll tell you yes or no. There is a devil head in this image. Okay. And then from there, you would use another algorithm. I think OpenCV has like really simple bounding box algorithms. Right. Excuse me. It'll give you a bounding box and it'll give you coordinates of that bounding box. And then from there, you just use the position of that bounding box
with the overall position of the camera, and then from there you'd have to like coordinate the laser to point.
Yeah, that's the part I feel the most comfortable with. It's just everyone, you know, there's all this like AI talk, and I'm sitting here like, well, how do you actually do any of this? And like, you know, you can like, here's a picture of a dolphin. It's like, yeah, that's a dolphin. Like, yeah, but I want to kill the dolphin now. Like, where's its skull? Like, how do I point a gun at the dolphin's skull to kill it? Like, that's the part that sort of remains this like mystery to me.
Well, that's my biggest gripe with AI is that like that's the cool shit. But we all have skipped that for some fucking reason. That we're just generating.
Everyone's just like, I want to make my freaking classmate naked. I'm gonna upload a picture of my classmate. And it's gonna take their clothes off. Like, that's what people are doing with AI.
Well, that's kind
of
cool.
I mean, that is sick. But also, I want to rifle dolphins, you know? Yeah. Not like in real life.
I listen, 100% Kevin's bored out of his fucking mind.
We're talking about killing dolphins and you're fucking bored, Kevin?
Oh. I didn't know what you're talking about.
I'm 100% on board.
Dolphin killing machine.
I want to figure
out. Sorry, I'm doing something more important right now.
Okay, let's build a dolphin killing machine.
We need to make this video because I am 100%.
I'm going through all the submissions for people that want the 3D printer I was giving away. And
we're trying to build a dolphin killing machine.
Sorry, I'm doing my.
How would we build a dolphin killing machine?
I like the idea of crashing the ISS into a pod of dolphins. That was
pretty cool. You can only do that fucking once, Kevin. It's got to be like, you got to do
it. No, there's thousands of satellites out there.
Why do we want to kill dolphins? What's our incentive?
Just that I know that
it'll make our boss happy.
Language model, the
taxpayers voted for this.
Yeah. We, instead of killing kids with our taxpayer money, we decided to kill dolphins.
The dolphins are communist.
The dolphins are communist.
Do you guys know the apex predator of the sea?
It's
killer whale.
Humans.
Depends if you have a ship or not big enough.
It's the International Space Station.
Dude.
it blew my mind to learn that killer whales were the apex.
It's really?
Yeah.
You ever seen
even over like blue whales?
Oh yeah, dude. They're vicious.
They will hunt blue whales in big enough packs. Uh-huh. Like,
they're killing that blew machines, my mind, dude.
You ever watch Gundam? You know, like
they
the
take
Gundam
out ships now too.
Big ships? Yeah. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Dude, a fucking big ship would cut a goddamn killer whale in half.
They have a pretty good relationship with humans.
They overall. Do. They've never killed a human in the wild.
Just wait till they find out about SeaWorld.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why they don't let them go, because they'll teach the other ones how to kill people.
I'm just imagining like the Gundam where the freaking robot like breaks apart and each little part flies around to kill everything, but that's like the ISS killing orcas.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just like,
for what they've
just,
done
like,
to
goes
the,
to crash
the
and
cute
it
little
splits
seals
into 1,000 pieces and kills 1,000 dolphins at once.
But yeah, there's a pod of killer whales that have like learned a boat hit one of their like, you know, family members.
Oh, right.
Like
shit,
fucked
it's
up
on.
This killer whale. And now all of them, they go after like small and medium sized boats in it's this on. Like Strait of Gibraltar.
I
like ram it, rip the stabilizer off the bottom of the sailboats.
That's why humans are the alpha predator. What's it?
The
apex predator, the alpha, the beta predator of the ocean, is that the killer whales don't realize that a mild inconvenience against humans will end very poorly for them.
And all this time we've been worried about Rise of the Apes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Rise of the Orcas?
Rise of the sea level. They're going to be swimming around in our neighborhood soon, bro.
Oh, shit.
Okay, what's scarier, an orca or a Dr. Disrespect? You're a 16-year-old girl.
I'd rather be trapped in a room with an orca than with Dr. Disrespect.
Yeah, what if this is all just a misunderstanding and we're just fucking piling on this man for no reason?
Then he can fucking crazy. Sue us for defamation. And
yeah, then I'm sorry.
Do it.
But
listen.
Right now.
Allegedly, right?
I think.
I love how people just say that and they're like, yeah, get away free.
What are they going to do? I don't want to knock on wood. I'm not.
No, but
say.
Listen. I was saying that I want to do this project.
Yes.
Because I am 100% team. Make classification sexy.
Yes.
That's where our money needs to be with AI, dog.
I still think you should make the vending machine.
I'm in the middle of speaking. Imagine.
Sorry.
Listen.
No, I'm Dr. Disrespect.
Imagine me. Right.
Yeah.
I have a car.
Yes.
And I don't know what the fuck's going on with my car.
Correct.
Right. So I got to take the mechanic. Right? And mechanic says, I don't know the fuck's going on with your car.
Yeah.
Why not put like some artificial intelligence in there and be able to classify what the fuck is wrong with my car?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Why do we not have put some money into this?
You're right. Yeah, like, look at all the sensors and figure out what it is.
Yeah.
Come on. With enough data, we can figure
my
shit
car
out.
Won't pass smog because it has like, there's two gases that are high and like you have to look that up to diagnose what it is. And it seems like a very like neural network. You take all the symptoms, like this, 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 that, like how old the car is.
There's like this percent probability that it's this sensor yeah. that's the problem.
I'm glad you guys see the vision.
No, I think it's a good idea.
Team classification.
I think that,
yeah. you know, you yeah. can get all that information out of your car too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's already yeah. there.
Ripe data is yeah. sitting, waiting to be yeah. fucking harvested.
Taken advantage of. Do we want to go back to Dr. Disrespect jokes or do we want to, we stop? Just saying, it's there. The opportunity is always there. Yeah, I like that idea. Actually, I think that's probably how going to the doctor will be like at some point in the future too.
Well,
it's like my left ball kind of hurts. My back always gets itchy in this one spot and I wake up with an erection every morning.
And then the AI is going to say, let me generate you a video real quick.
And it's like, you have fucking gallbladder cancer. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks yeah. for listening to this freaking dog shit podcast. No, we got to be more positive. This is the greatest goddamn podcast in the entire ever. World. Dude, if our podcast.
If I learned anything from the Drake and Kendrick beef.
Yeah.
From Drake. It's that we are the greatest podcast of all yeah. time.
And guess what? Our podcast is like, what, 3 years old? Almost. Three wow. years old. You know what that means? Drake, our podcast is so good and so young that Drake would fuck it.
We got, what does Kendrick say? We got it?
We got it.
No.
We is it.
No, no. What was the song you just released?
We got they not like us.
They not like us.
They not like us.
Not like us.
Come on, 1, 2, 3. They not like us.
They not like us.
They not like us.
They not like us. All the Patreon yeah. names.
Okay, but you know, so last week I had these two tickets. Oh, you guys wanted these tickets so bad. You know how many people I had messaged me?
Hundreds.
Hundreds. I would say it's at least 150 people.
Did we do Patreon only, or did you?
I don't know. I just did my Instagram, so you might want to. No, too late. It's been decided.
Oh, Joseph, where's my ticket, Joseph? I didn't get none.
You didn't get one? You should ask him for one.
Damn, Joseph.
Don't you already have a...
I shouldn't have asked people to, like, tell me what they're going to do with it, because there were so many cool, like, projects people were submitting, but really all I was trying to... They're like, but then somebody sent me a picture of, like, squirrel balls, and he's like, I want the printer. Here, and then there's, like, a gif of a squirrel with really big nuts running around. So, like, that's what I was trying to avoid. So, like, he's not getting a printer.
That's right. Fuck you.
But everybody that did tell me what they're going to do with your printer, like, now I feel bad about, like, passing some people up, you know? But really, it was just to weed out people that were going to...
Send you squirrel nuts.
Squirrel nuts. Yeah.
How does it work? Do you send them the ticket or do you send them the printer?
Yeah, there's a code on here. And I'm going to... I made my choice. It's, like, some... I don't, you know, it doesn't even matter.
Are you announcing it here? Are you announcing
it? Should I announce it here or just?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I mean, like, so one of them is Jordan from the Discord server.
Shouts to Jordan from the Discord server.
And the other one, that's what I was doing on my phone. I was trying to find your name.
Uh-oh.
You're lost in my DMs. I'll have to find it later. But it's a kid who.
Oh, you're DMing kids?
No, I told you. They came to me. I don't even know his name.
I got free 3D printers over here.
Or how old he is.
Wait, Kevin, was your reply, no, they came to me?
Hey, man, they have very bad stranger danger.
No wrongdoing was admitted. I'm not, Kevin, I'm I wasn't so charged I'm with so anything. Proud of you,
Kevin. Anyways, you were saying.
He says that he uses the 3D printer at his library, but it broke and there's not a new one. So
who's going to donate to the library?
Oh yeah, maybe that's what I should do. I should just give it to the library.
He's gonna be like, "Fuck all these other kids."
So if that's you, then it's I forget your name because I'm not like that. I don't.
Nope, we don't know. That's honestly that is exactly the relationship you want to have with strangers' kids.
Yeah,
I don't even know their fucking.
Don't
name.
Don't say it like that though.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry. What is he like, an orphan?
Maybe.
Maybe no orphan jokes.
Yeah. Why?
That's crossing the line.
Oh, okay.
It's too far.
But anyway, it was also another crazy thing is so many people that messaged me, they were like, oh, I got to replace my old Ender 3, my old Ender printer, I must have gotten like a third of the messages mentored their shitty Ender printer.
Yeah.
And they want a Prusa.
I would definitely, I think personally the Prusa is probably the best, most, say, ethical printer you can get. Like that is like my choice for a printer. The bamboo printers are good. But I tried doing multi-material print the other day, and that made me feel bad.
Really?
All the waste.
I was just surprised how many people still wanted a 3D printer.
Really?
Like, I thought that anybody that they could
would already have one.
Would have access to one.
Dude,
least.
Everybody wants two 3D printers, though.
So. It's true. I mean, yeah. A lot of people that messaged me were like, yeah, I'm in engineering. I'm in like going to college for engineering. And I'm like, yeah, I know you have a 3D printer there. Yeah. Like, or it's like people that are like, yeah, I'm a full-time like software developer, but I want to get into 3D printing. You can probably afford
one.
I don't want to make too many assumptions, but like, you know.
No. I think that's fair. I think Prusa is definitely there. They are the 3D printing company, and I would like to support them over any other company because I feel like they are the most.
Actually, they should send us more tickets, and we just give them away every episode. Somebody gets one.
Yeah, send us more tickets, yeah. Joseph.
Shouts to Joseph.
I'll ask him for more. I do want to get the big one.
Oh, the
Prusa
XL.
Yeah. And then the thing is, like, we probably only really need one of those, and then you use it when you want it. I use it when I want it. Because I really like the idea of the multi-material without having to do the purge.
Yeah, like the two heads.
Dude, I could not believe
just a lot of
how
waste.
Much wasted plastic. I was like just trying to make a vacuum cleaner wheel for
wait, those have a
four or five heads.
Five
yeah.
tool heads? I had no idea. That's crazy.
So it doesn't need to. Because I was having problems flushing out the filament as well. Because I was flushing out PETG with PLA. And it PETG is higher temperature. And so it was like, that's why I had to take the head apart like three times to pull the warped piece of plastic.
Wait,
out.
But how does that work? Is that like a Excuse Core me. XY printer?
Yeah.
With all of those move? Okay.
It like picks them up, I think.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
You had a hard on for colored printing for a while.
Still do.
What are you printing colored?
Bro, what are you doing? Come back to us. We lost him.
Are you in your DMs right now? Who are you DMing?
They not like us. Bamboo. But I can't run it as much as I would like to because it is
it's so wasteful.
So much. Like, it's not just the purge block. Out the back, too.
The
like,
whole thing.
What?
Yeah, that's where most, I swear to God, most of it comes out. Like, I was trying to figure out ways to have it, like, start doing the innermost layers with, like, to have it transition between plastics. Like, dude, it could be so much better. It could be, like, they could predict how much filament's needed and then just, like, do, like, little blocks.
Yeah.
And then just, like, take a, you know, like, video of it. Because, like, I don't care. Like, I think a lot of the settings assume that I do care. I do not care. I just want the outer layer to be the carbon fiber PETG so it doesn't wear down. Like, that's what I want. I don't care if it starts doing carbon fiber and then it switches to the regular PETG afterwards. Like, I don't care about the bleed. I don't care. But it won't let you do
that.
I mean, it kind of does, but, like, kind of not really. Because I couldn't control it. I don't know. It made me feel like I was actually stabbing a knife into the planet. Not that I give a shit. It just felt bad. Like, don't make me think that I'm doing it. At least hide it from me, you know?
What we really need is a recycle solution.
Yeah. Yeah, but if you're doing, like, a bunch of different, then you got to sort the filaments out and stuff.
Or at least, like a hub somewhere in the middle of the city where you can just drop it off.
Yeah.
At the very least. Like,
they'll never
sell
it
or some shit. That'd be cool.
So expensive. All right, I'll see you guys on Patreon.
Yes.
Please, God. How much should we owe you?
Nice.
$1 million.
1 hour, 40 minutes, so we can totally cut off out the part in the beginning when we were talking about Verilog.
No, they love that shit. Watch, the retention is going to be high for Verilog and low for all the pedophile accusations.
Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at CedarPoint.com.